When I grew up, I wanted to be a hunter and a fisherman, and I could do both of them.
I don't think any of us said that we were going to be soldiers when we grew up.
When I was in Vietnam, I told myself, if I ever make it out of here, I'm going back home and I'm staying there until the day I die.
That's Donald C., Fred Bennett, and Victor Bean. They're three of the vets Brooklyn filmmaker Samantha Farinella interviewed for her documentary, Hunting in Wartime.
It's basically about the human cost of war and survivability in a community. It's also how you go through something and survive it and come out the other side. And thank goodness a lot of these guys did.
For some of the vets, her interviews released decades of bottled up emotion. As Ron Paul portrays in the film, many didn't talk about the war when they returned.
Everything you went through, now you hide it. And you're smiling on the outside, but you're cold inside.
Farinella says, in several ways, the Hoonah soldiers had a lot in common with the Vietnamese people they were fighting.
Almost every veteran I interviewed in the film says that they had a lot of respect for the Vietnamese people. They did feel close to them. It was a similar culture. One of the vets, Fred Bennett, said, like, they come from a small fishing village like I did. They're tight-knit with their families.
Farinella says the film explores Tlingit culture and their connection to the land. As hunters, the soldiers from Hoonah were used to taking life. But in war, it's different.
A good portion of the veterans I interviewed said that when they first had someone in their sights, they tried to think of them as a deer. But as George Lindoff said, I knew I was lying to myself.
When the men returned from war, many had terrible nightmares and experienced post-traumatic stress disorder. Some struggled with drugs and alcohol. Hunting in Wartime explores how, with the help of family and community, many of the vets climbed out of despair. Here's Warren Shakely.
My wife is tough. She slammed me up against the wall, almost knocked my lights out, and said, you talk about it, you know? I said, okay.
Farinella started the film in 2010. She visited the village several times, traveled to Juneau and as far away as Hawaii to interview about 20 vets from Hoonah. With the local friend and other connections, she built relationships in Hoonah with the veterans, their families, and the community.
You know, it took a village. Everybody was helping, and that felt good. You know, small things like the Hoonah Senior Center opened up so I can interview people in a quiet space. I was invited to play softball. It took a while. It was building trust.
Marlene Johnson was one of Farinella's local connections. Johnson was born and raised in Hoonah, and her nephew, Ronald Greenwald, fought and died in Vietnam. Johnson thinks most people in Hoonah are happy about the film.
And I think the veterans are, too, that somebody realizes they did something for their country. And they're, you know, people that never been thanked for it, I think this to them is their thank you.
Hunting in Wartime has already started a conversation. After a screening of a rough cut last year, one vet's nephew said to Farinella, I never knew my uncle did that. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.